Hi, I'm Donna Eden. I teach people how to heal themselves. I've been doing this for 30 years now. What I've come to know continues to thrill me. Energy is a powerful medicine. We usually think of drugs when we hear the word medicine, but your body's energies are also a medicine. They're a potent force you can direct for your own healing. Because your energies are always on the job, always feeding your cells and fueling your immune system and just helping your body to rid itself of toxins. Energy is truly the most organic, most natural, and safest medicine there is. Energy medicine is the art and science of optimizing your body's natural energies to help you function at your best. And I am so passionate about empowering people to discover their own self-healing abilities and to manage their energies in ways that keep them vital and healthy. And energy medicine is potent for women. Almost every health condition a woman faces, hormonal imbalances play a really active role. Energy medicine can help you dance with your hormones far more effectively and gracefully than we in the Western world can usually imagine. When your energies are in harmony, your hormones are going to follow, and you're going to feel better. I personally have had several life-threatening health challenges, including tuberculosis as a child and multiple sclerosis. I've had terrible allergies and I've had asthma, but it was my MS that took me into this work in the first place. And today, I'm in my mid-60s and I'm the healthiest I have ever been. I've also had the privilege of teaching thousands of people to work with their own energy in ways that are powerful and often life-changing, as it was for me. Now, these next 7 exercises make up a routine that you can do every day. It takes only 5 minutes. So place your hands up on your collarbone and bring them to the center until you reach the corner of the collarbone. And from that place, drop underneath to a little indent. It's only about a half an inch down. And if you press there, these are called K27, the 27th point on kidney meridian, and pressing them helps turn energy around if it's gotten confused anywhere in your body. So massage those deep and then tap them. Tap them. This is your first thump. And then bring your fingers down your sternum to right above your breasts. And underneath your fingers is your thymus gland, which is very important in your immune system, and it needs a boost when you are stressed. So thump your thymus, just like Tarzan would do, or the apes. And you can just also, equally as well though, just thump it with your fingers. From your thymus, move straight down and then underneath your breasts in line with your nipples, there's a point there called spleen neurolymphatic points, and you're going to tap there. So you have 3 thumps that you have thumped. Now move your hands out to the side directly from there and tap there. You might notice which one hurts the worst because those are the ones you want to tap. These are acupuncture points
on spleen meridian, and the ones under your breasts are the neurolymphatic points. Remember to breathe. The cross crawl is really important to help the energy cross over from the right hemisphere to the left side of the body and the left hemisphere to the right side of the body. And beyond that, it will help all energies cross over. Now, what you do is you pick up the left leg with the right arm and the right leg with the left arm, and you march. You can march around a room or you can march in place. And after a while, start crossing over the midline. It even works better. And you want to breathe. Don't forget to breathe. When you get really stressed, your energies can literally scramble. When you feel overwhelmed, you need this exercise, the Wayne Cook posture. When you can't think straight, when you're falling apart, sit down and do this exercise. It will pay off in big dividends. And if you have PMS, if you're feeling menopausal, any of those things, this exercise really helps. So what you're going to do is you're going to sit up straight with a straight spine, and you're going to put your right foot over your knee. Take your left hand and wrap it around your ankle. Take your right hand and wrap it around the bottom of your feet and your toes. Now you're going to breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth and lift your body. Go. And as you release, you just sort of collapse your body. You do this 4 or 5 times. Now, when I breathe in, I literally pull my leg to my body tighter. And let go. Put your leg down and bring up the other leg. And wrap your right hand around your ankle, left hand around the bottom of your feet and your toes, and do the same breathing in through your nose and lift up. Let your breath out and release. And again. I even pull across my shoulders when I do this. I go. And over time, I don't get tight shoulders anymore. Then put your feet down. Take your fingers and put them in a kind of cathedral position. And draw your thumbs up to your third eye. And do the same breathing. Go. Now bend your fingers into the middle of your forehead. Push them in hard and drag them across your forehead to your temples. And when you get to your temples, take a deep breath here. And let go. Now I want to say one more thing. You can do this exercise right through your shoes. Energy will go right through your shoes. But it's very nice to do barefooted. Now, if this was difficult to do, you can either stay seated or you can stand up and do this alternative way. You put your left hand out in front of you and turn it sideways this way. Take your right hand, cross it over, clasp your fingers together, and pull up in front of your chest. And now you do the same breathing. You breathe in through your nose, lift your body up, and out through your mouth. One more time. And then release. Now, I want to say that if you're sitting, you might want to cross your ankles as well. And if you're one of those people who is very well balanced, you can also cross your ankles as you stand. Now, at the end, you're going to do the last part of doing the Wayne Cook posture, which is to put your hands up here on the third eye with your fingers together in a cathedral position and do the same deep breathing 4 or 5 times. The crown pull is really an exquisite thing to do to your head when you're feeling like it's so full or you're getting a lot of headaches lately. It makes space so that you can think better. So you begin by taking your hands and your fingers on the forehead and separating them and pushing in and pulling them apart to your temples. And then you start on the beginning of the top of your head. You push in and you pull apart. And you push in with some pressure. And then you travel across the rest of your head, pushing in and pulling apart. Really making space in your head so that energy can travel, so that cerebrospinal fluid can pump up your spine. So press in at the neck and pull to the sides of the neck and then back over the shoulders. Come and then land your hands right on your shoulders and take a very deep breath in and out. Now push your fingers in and drag them across the top and land in the middle of your heart chakra with one hand over the other. Massaging the neurolymphatic reflex points helps move toxins out of the body and fights germs. It's a circulation system that needs massage or vigorous exercise to really work well. So massaging them is a great thing to do to help your own health. In the picture, there are more points than we showed. All of these points can be massaged and help to release excess energy and excess toxins. So to begin with, just take your hand up to the top of your chest and find those spaces in between the ribs and just start massaging. Just go in between the ribs and massage with as much pressure as your body can tolerate. Just little, small, round movements. And now go up and down the sternum as well. This helps oxygen move into your lungs and helps your lung capacity. Now we're going to move out to the side of the body in between where the arm and body meet. There's just a line of points there and you can't miss them if you just massage on the body side between the arm and the body. These are excellent points to help when you're feeling vulnerable. Now, we're going to move down in between the legs. On the inside of the legs, there are points. These actually go to the small intestine. And they might be tender, but again, massage as deeply as you possibly can. And remember to breathe. And it's on both sides, but we're going to now move to the outside of the leg. Massage down the leg right where your seam line would be. These are excellent for the large intestine. Let's do the inside of that leg as well. And now the outside of the other leg. You notice she starts right up on the hip bone and goes straight down the leg. And if they hurt, please remember that it just means you need to massage them. Connecting heaven and earth is a great exercise to do when you feel like you've picked up somebody else's energy, or if you've got stagnant energy inside, or you just need to get the energy rolling. If you ever feel like you're just starting to get a cold, do this exercise. You can probably nip it in the bud. All right. So you're going to begin by rubbing your hands together and shaking them off. And then place your hands on your thighs and take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. Then swing your arms together like this in a kind of prayerful position. Now stretch one arm up and one arm down. Flatten your hands, hold your breath, and look up. And as you're ready to let your breath out and look down to the other hand. Now bring your arms together and your hands together in a prayerful position. And relax for a moment. Now you're going to reach up the other side. Look up, flatten your hands, hold your breath, then release your breath and look down to the earth. You're connecting heaven and earth. Then take a deep breath in and let your breath out. We're going to do that again. We're going to reach up all the way. Connect your hands to the heaven and earth. And as you let your breath out, you're going to look down to the other arm. Take a breath in, release, and let go. Now you're going to go up the other side. Reach up, look up, flatten hands, hold your breath. Let your breath out and look down to the other side. Take a breath in, bring your hands together, and release. And now you're going to bend over, fold your body all the way down. And just hang this way for two deep breaths. Now you're going to roll your aura up your body all the way up. Stretch up. And then let your arms down the side, all the way down to your thighs. Your auric field is the energy that surrounds you, like a cocoon or like an expansive wave of energy that allows you to be in your center and strong and feel good. When that aura is very, very strong and rhythmic around you and pulsing out to a distance, then you have more space to be who you are. There is a technique called the Celtic weave that can help pulse it out further and also help weave it tighter so that it is really part of who you are. It is your outer skin, so to say. So I'm going to show you about the Celtic weave. And again, if you would like your own aura to pulse out further and be stronger, this is what you do. You're going to rub your hands together and shake them off. Now, I like to start most exercises with my hands on my thighs because it really teaches your body to ground over time. So then take a deep breath in, let go, and bring your hands here again. Rub them together hard until you can really feel some friction and some heat, and then pull them away. And many of you may find that you can feel the energy there between your hands. But no worries if you can't, okay? It's still there. And put your hands besides your ears like this. You're going to take a deep breath in. And as you let your breath out, you're going to bring your elbows together. Take another deep breath in and swing your arms out. And bring your arms together right in front of your body. Let your breath out and swing out. Now cross in front of your ankles and swing out. Now bend your knees just a little bit. Turn your arms toward the front. Scoop up the energy and let it go down the front, sides, and back of your body. So we're going to have her do this alternative way, which many of you will really like because you can put it to music and have some fun with it. I'm going to step out of the way. Over time, your aura can take on a habit of strength and a positive feeling that just surrounds your body. It's really good for you. You know, so many things in our lives can make us come unglued. And if you're in that situation where you're just not feeling all together or something has thrown you off, doing the hookup is a great thing to do. It's amazing for other things like morning sickness, or if you feel nauseated or dizzy, if you're having a seizure, if somebody else would hook you up, you could really benefit. If you know the signs before a seizure, you can do this yourself. What you're going to do is you're going to place the middle finger of one hand in your belly button. Pull it slightly up. And your other middle finger at your third eye between, right at the top of the bridge of your nose between the eyebrows. You're going to pull them both up. And chances are it will make you take a deep breath. But if it doesn't, you take a deep breath and hook up that energy of central meridian and governing the energies that go around the front and back of your body, which then hook up all the other circuits. I truly would not consider getting out of bed in the morning without hooking myself up.